A runoff election is hereby declared.
The National Elections Commission, NEC, of Liberia on Tuesday released the final results of the October 10 presidential poll. NEC Chairperson Devieto Brown-Lansana says incumbent President George Weah of the Coalition for Democratic Change, CDC, has more votes in the first round than his main competitor Joseph Boakai of the Unity Party.
The results of the 10th October 2023 polls showed that the ticket of the Congress for Democratic Change, CDC, obtained the highest number of votes, 804,087, constituting 43.83%, followed by the ticket of Unity Party, which obtained 796,961 votes, constituting 43.44%.
Brown-Lansana said the country who go to a runoff vote since none of the candidates were able to obtain the required 50 plus one.
With the results of the 10th October polls showing that no presidential ticket obtained 50% plus one vote, a runoff election is hereby declared to be held on Tuesday, 14 November 2023, between the two tickets that obtained the highest number of votes, the presidential ticket of the Coalition of Democratic Change, CDC, led by Mr. George Manuel Weah, and the presidential ticket of Unity Party, UP, led by Mr. Joseph Nyoma Boyka.
Meanwhile, the NEC has officially declared the opening of the campaign from now till November 12, 2023 at 11:59 p.m. Moreover, November 14, 2023 has been scheduled as the official date for voting. This is the second time that Weah and Boakai will compete in a runoff election. They met before in the 2017 polls and Weah was victorious. It is expected that regional and tribal alignment will play heavily as usual during the runoff campaign. Both Weah and Boakai are having talks with losing candidates in the first round to gain their support. They have both met with the standard bearers of the collaborating political parties, Alexander Cummings and Edward Appleton of the Grassroots Development Movement. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.